You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going through this back to basics and trying to get back to the basics out of the Bible. So, let's pick it up where we left off. I was quoting out of Acts 15:20, and unfortunately, most Christians only want to obey one of the four things. See, there was a problem here. All the Gentiles were coming into the church, and they're trying to figure out what can they do with these guys. So James, Jesus' brother, stood up, and he says, "But we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols." There's four things here. First one is idols. So do the churches abstain from things polluted by idols? Well, without getting into the Catholics and the Eastern Orthodox, which is full of idolatry and icons and statues and stone gods and wooden gods and all kinds of false deities, just a regular Sunday-keeping churches. Well, they got statues and pictures all over of some dead guy, very European-looking, certainly not a Jew, long straight hair, light skin, very feminine-looking. That's an idol. They put a phallic symbol on the roof of their buildings when they go and they claim they're going to go inside these buildings and worship God. And that's right. That's what a steeple is. Look it up. It's a phallic symbol. So it's sort of like giving God the finger and going into a building and thinking that you're going to worship him. It's not going to go over really good. Idolatry, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, all of these idolatrous practices, they fail on that one. From sexual immorality, well, up until maybe 10, 15 years ago, they were doing pretty good on that. But then come all the sexual perversions, the homosexuality, the lesbianism, the LGBTQ whatever, alphabet soup, all of that. About half of them fail on that. From things strangled. Well, the Bible is full of instructions on when you eat meat that you're supposed to bleed it. You're supposed to drain it. And unfortunately, you go down to the grocery store and you buy your meat at Kroger's or Ingles or Publix or whatever grocery store you go to. It's loaded with blood. So, do they wash it? Do they clean it? Even a hamburger. You know, one of the reasons why they do this, they sell meat by the pound. And fluids weigh. So, fail on that. And from blood. I just talked about the blood, but even the methods that you kill the meat is very specific. You have to drain it. You have to slit the carotid artery so all of the blood is pumped out. In the slaughterhouses today, like say for cattle, they got a electric probe that they shoot into the brain of the cow and it drops. You fail again. No, we don't do none of these things that James says we must do. Why, folks? Why? Most people don't even know. Here's how you contact us.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.